Yeah, Brian, if tell me anything you want to tell me on this. You can obviously hear our thought process here. I mean, when we initially thought that this was an argument that it should be what the property next to it, but the property next to it isn't the highway frontage or has a value that this does. But you tell me anything else you want to tell me.
Well, I mean, I think, again, this is, so in 2022, this property was assessed as residential. So is there some argument that between last year and this year, this property was rezoned?
I don't know. It may have just been catching it up in the system.
It's just catching it up. And like I said, if you can look at the zoning on Beacon, and he is clearly...
I think to answer your question as to how this came to be, it's my understanding, and obviously these assessors supposed to do the, you know, I guess to the statute, the whole county, but they can't. Every year they try to capture as much as they can. They concentrate on Hollister this year. But they also did, as my understanding, the all of the properties across the highway there, the large stores, the Home Depot, the Walmarts, everybody. And basically what they did is they went up 65 and hit the properties along the road and reassessed all of those. So, in other words, it was just caught this year. It's been under-assessed for quite a period of time, it looks like. And also the classification had not been there. So that's the reason that this happened.
And he's lower than across the highway. He's at 3. They're all at 350.
Okay. Did you hear that? You're also lower than across the highway.
And it is available to all real estate agents.
And this listing is available to all real estate agents, to answer your question. She was one of our members is a broker, so she was able to access. So we have... So I guess what I'm saying, but this is a
7.3 acres. The listing is not for the parcel.
There are three different listings, one for each side and one together. And they're all active on the market.
So anyway, I guess what I would say is, I'm just looking at this from standpoint two. I mean, at some point, they got to be, properties get missed or they don't get evaluated for quite a while. The classifications get missed, and that's what's happened here. I don't think that there's any intent to pick on, obviously, your client. It's just a question of it got assessed this year along with all the properties along the highway. It's not just his, of course.
Let me take the issues in order that then we'd like to have them raised. So obviously, you know, section 137.015 requires that you all, the assessor's office, classify property. Three options that classifies property. Real property, utility, industrial, commercial, railroad, or other real property is defined in 137.016 as all real property used directly or indirectly for any commercial, mining, industrial, manufacturing, trade, professional business, or similar purpose. There's some other provisions of that. I won't read the entire definition and waste our time. They're irrelevant to this.
Right.
I don't think there's any argument that this real property is being used directly or indirectly for any commercial, mining, industrial, manufacturing, trade, professional, business, or similar purpose. It is vacant land. It's been vacant since my client purchased it. It is a part of it's bisected by Bee Creek Road, but it is one parcel of purchase. I mean, it's for your assessment purposes, it's been being viewed as two parcels, but it was purchased as a part of all one land transaction. I'm not seeing any listing. I'm not saying that it's not there. I just don't have access to whatever you may be looking at, which kind of puts us a little bit at a disadvantage. But I don't see any listing other than for the 7 point some acres. And obviously a listing, I don't think, really reflects it's the equivalent at best of an initial offer. But for the classification issue initially, I think it's problematic that we are changing the classification from last year when there has been absolutely no change to the use of the property. And I would note that 137.016 specifically says that while zoning classification can be considered, it is not determinative and shall not, in fact, the statute specifically says such a zoning classification shall not be considered conclusive. And so, you know, when you look at it, the very first factor to be considered is the immediate prior use of any of such property. And, you know, the answer to that is clearly it has not been being used immediately prior for any commercial use. And so reclassifying the property, especially since it does look to me, and I can't tell, I don't have to be in sight, and I don't see where I'm able to see the classification, just to be honest with you, in terms of how it's classified as commercial or not. But that's really irrelevant, I think, for what we're talking about, which is that if you look at the factors, you know, I think that there's no reason to justify a change in this tax year. Nothing's changed in the use of the property. It's not being used for a commercial purpose.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, the assessor has the ability in the event that it was.
Understand.
Second issue, of course, is the valuation itself. Even if you take the listing as somehow evidence of what its actual value is, although it does not reflect any sale or actual purchase, I still think you're looking at a valuation that's too high because you're looking at a, again, the only listing that I can see is the one for the entire 7.7 acres.
Which is 1.2.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, I'm just allowing him to finish his argument before I let you go and chime in.
Yeah, the only last thing I would note is that if you look at 137.115, if the roles were reversed and my client was coming to you saying, please change the classification of the property, the standard that you all would use is the following, that my client would bear the burden of showing that the use or purpose of the real property has changed such that the property should be reassessed. And so it sort of begs the same question of the statutes clearly anticipate that the classification of property changes when its use changes. And again, without a change in use, this is really just an extreme increase in the tax burden to my client for something that, you know, I could see your argument. If there was a Walmart there, he was collecting rent, or any of those things were happening, there is not. And so to place the burden on my client of going to an almost $7,000 tax bill from his previous tax bill is just a very unfair burden to place under the circumstances.
And Brian, as you can appreciate, increases are really not something that the BOE can, you know, that, in other words, the percentage of increase is not really something that we deal with. We're looking at just what's fair value. Some properties get caught, get assessed, and some get missed. Things like that happen, or we have a big housing spike where prices have gone up, you know, a lot. But so the increase is not so much our concern, but we're looking at value. And I do hear what you're saying on the classification. I'm going to let the assessor make comments at this point.
Okay. So again, someone has gone in and requested the zoning change to include that property, because it and the Connell property and the one beyond that are all classified in the commercial. And so the question is, since the owner bought this in 2019, when he purchased this property, was it listed as commercial property? What was he going to, what was his intent when he bought it? I mean, that's a possibility too. Because I don't know who asked for the zoning.
I've just been able to actually just click on the zoning. Again, I think what's getting missed here again is that this was a part of a 7-acre transaction. So at least from what I'm seeing on the map, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but the only portion of this 7 acres that is looks like it's zoned commercial, because I think I heard you say earlier, if it's green, that's commercial, is that right?
Right, and that's the parcel we're looking at. It's 3.2 acres,
that's,
and that's
what
we're working on.
That's sort of a false premise. I understand for taxing purposes, they are separate, but we're talking about a 7-acre parcel of land. It just happens to happens down the road that runs between it. I mean, much like land all over the state has. So my client didn't purchase just this parcel. My client purchased 7 acres. It does include this parcel that is taxed separately than the parcel right behind it. And they're having the same use because right now nothing has been put on either one of them. To the extent that commercial use were to happen, I think that would make sense, but nothing's happening, and we're not. If my client only owns this parcel, that's what I'm trying to point out, is that the decision of these two parcels is really one that's created by the GIS website. It's not really functionally showing what's been sold and what my client.
But you notice on the map, if you're looking at Beacon, we did not change his other side parcel because it is not in the commercial range. This one is the 3.2.
Neither parcel is.
And this is highest and best.
Someone at some point may have rezoned this front parcel commercial, but I think that's why the statute even specifically says that zoning classification shall not be considered inclusive. And I'm saying when you consider all the other factors that my client owns the parcel and purchased the parcel behind it as a part of all one transaction, to own this entire 7 acres, and it's never been used for anything commercial, I think it should answer the question of whether it's appropriate right now to reclassify it.
All right, Brian, I think we get the argument here. I guess I'm gonna propose something. I think his argument, because it has never been used for anything else, I think I feel like that's what he's asking there. I understand that they have listed it as commercial. It's obviously listed as a commercial piece of property. But at this point, it's not been used for anything at this point. If it had previously been commercial, then I don't think that's an issue. But we don't have any prior use. However, I do think that the value of the assessor is actually too low. And so, my thought process would be to value this at $500,000, but I would change the classification back to residential until such time as it is developed.
Second.
Well,
I haven't made the motion yet. I'm just talking about it. That's what I'm thinking out loud here, but you go ahead.
Well, I question whether or not
The BOE can increase what the assessor has done based on the evidence presented. Is that the question?
No, I question the math that's being used because, again, even taking the only listing that I can see, which is one for that has the entire 7 acres listed for sale.
Brian, the purchase price on this property, and that may be the whole 7 acres, I don't know, but it's 936, and that was listed on the application. So, I mean, that's one of the things that we can take into consideration. That's still, I mean, that's taking into account that maybe perhaps that's the whole parcel, and this is obviously the frontage parcel, and that was the basis of my thinking here to put it at $500,000.
Yeah, and I guess all I'm saying is that it is the listing and what you're looking at, and what you're seeing is data for the entire 7.3 acres.
No, he's going by the data that the client, that the owner provided on their assessment form as a sales price.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you that my client answered.
Bought the whole thing for that.
Yeah,
right?
My client didn't purchase them separately. So the only information he could provide is what was the information for all 7.3 acres.
Right, I guess I'm looking at this piece is the valuable piece, frontage. I mean, ideally, I'm sure he would like to sell it to somebody who's putting in a service station right there on that corner piece. And again, I'm pretty shocked because the highway department owns the other three pieces. That looks like a pretty prime piece. And so I'm just using your client's numbers here and then backing that off to say this particular piece, you know, is worth it. And I think that's brought out by the amount that has been paid for the property and then also that it's being listed for. I mean, that's just another consideration that we can take. It's not dispositive, and I am going to find, or my motion is going to be that it stay residential, be classified as residential until such time as it is used commercially, and that is basically because it has never been used for anything else at this point, and that's the only